People who know about the situation say that Apple Inc. will drop a key Broadcom Inc. part in 2025 as part of its plan to replace the chips in its devices with homegrown parts. This will hurt one of Apple's biggest suppliers. As part of the change, Apple plans to have its first cellular modem chip ready by the end of 2024 or the beginning of 2025. This will allow it to stop buying electronics from Qualcomm Inc., said the people, who ask not to be named because the plans are private. Apple had planned to replace the Qualcomm part this year, but problems with the development have pushed back the date. Shares of Broadcom dropped as much as 4.7% when the news came out, but then they stopped going down. The shares ended the day at $576.89, which was 2% less than where they started. Qualcomm fell as much as 1.6% before ending the day with a 0.6% loss at $114.61. Apple's price went up 0.4%, to $130.15. The moves will shake up even more an industry that makes billions of dollars by making chips for Apple. Already, the most valuable tech company in the world has taken most Intel Corp. processes out of its Mac computers and put in Apple silicon chips instead. Now, the biggest companies that make wireless electronics are having to deal with the changes. More than half of Apple's $394.3 billion in revenue last year came from sales of the iPhone. The phone has also helped Broadcom grow. During earnings calls, Broadcom calls Apple its large North American customer. The chipmaker makes a single part that Apple devices use to handle both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. People say that Apple is making its own chip to replace that one and plans to start using it in its products in 2025. Also, it is already working on a new version that will combine cellular modem, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth into a single component. The representative for Apple, which is based in Cupertino, California, declined to say anything. Broadcom didn't say anything right away. Broadcom still gives Apple some parts, like radio frequency chips and chips that handle wireless charging, but Apple has been working on customizing those parts as well. During a conference call last month, Hock Tan, the CEO of Broadcom, said he was sure that his company would keep its position at Apple. He said, "We think we have the best technology and give our customers good value. There's no reason to try to be the best at something else." Qualcomm wouldn't say anything more than what the company has already said about the is.